listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Heading back to Washington for a final goodbye. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The body of former President George H.W. Bush will be flown to D.C. from Texas this morning with public visitation, then a funeral Wednesday and burial back in Texas on Thursday. One of the former president's companions has been staying by his side.
President Bush is being remembered as a loyal and trusted family man. And man's best friend is apparently just like his owner. Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath posted a photo on Twitter Sunday of Sully, the yellow Labrador retriever, laying beside the 41st president's flag-draped casket. The caption reads, "Mission complete." Former President George W. Bush shared the image on Instagram, writing, "As much as our family is going to miss this dog, we're comforted to know he'll bring the same joy to his new home, Walter Reed, the military hospital." Sully had been with the former president, who had a form of Parkinson's disease, since June.
Fox's Richard Jordan. An Arab nation is saying goodbye to OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries.
Qatar's energy minister making the surprise announcement during a news conference, saying the tiny energy-rich nation will leave OPEC in January. It marks the first time a Mideast nation will leave the cartel since its founding in 1960. Qatar, the world's biggest exporter of liquid natural gas, issuing a statement that it plans to increase exports of natural gas and raise oil production. OPEC meets this week to decide output policy. The group, along with non-member Russia, is expected to announce cuts in production in response to a surplus and falling crude oil prices. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A charter bus with a youth football team on board has crashed in Arkansas. One child is dead with at least 40 people hurt. The bus was taking the kids back home to Memphis, Tennessee from a championship game in Dallas. State police say the bus overturned after driving off an interstate. The kids, we're told, are 9 to 12 years old. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A sitcom star died Saturday.
Actor and dancer Ken Berry has died. Berry, who was best known as the clumsy and affable Captain Wilton Parmeter, was 85. Berry's co-star on F Troop, Larry Storch, posting on Facebook Sunday that friend's passing was devastating. After F Troop, Berry went on to star in Mayberry RFD. His last TV series was Mama's Family, which aired for six seasons in the 1980s. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
In the forecast today,
the system that brought heavy snow and tornadoes across the Midwest and South is now winding down. The tail end of the cold front exiting the East Coast will bring the threat for showers and thunderstorms over North Florida. Lingering scattered rain and snow will continue across parts of the Great Lakes in the Northeast. Meanwhile, a new storm moving into the West will bring another round of rain and mountain snow for California. Temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees above average across the eastern U.S., but colder air will move in on Tuesday.
Yeah, talk to meteorologist Janice Dean. A couple's engagement plans almost go down the drain. At least the ring did.
A man asks a woman to take his hand in marriage in New York's Times Square. How romantic, right? Except he blew it by dropping the ring down a subway grate. Must have been nerves. No worries, she said yes anyway, but what of the pricey diamond ring? The NYPD was called to the scene Friday night but couldn't get it. The disappointed couple left without leaving their names or contact info. Police tried again Saturday and managed to retrieve the ring. A photo was posted on social media. Turns out the couple had returned home to England. They've claimed the ring, and it will be returned to them. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Dutch man is denied a request to legally shave 20 years off his age. Emil Ratelbon says he doesn't feel 69 and wanted to change his date of birth, like people are allowed to change their name or gender. The court says Dutch laws about school and voting age would be meaningless if the request was allowed. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Got some stuff falling out of the sky. Temperature right at that freezing mark. Details in a moment. First local news. For expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 21 people were injured in a storm that hit Taylorville this weekend. The Herald and Review says at least 100 buildings were destroyed in Taylorville. Tornadoes there reportedly reached speeds of up to 86 miles an hour. KSD says in central Illinois, there were reports of 22 tornadoes in the area. The Urbana School District is replacing some leadership. Current Superintendent Don Owen would be replaced by Preston Williams as interim. He was superintendent from 2007 until 2013. Assistant Superintendent Samuel Bindum will be replaced on an interim basis by Gene Corder. The school board still has to approve those changes. A Rantoul man who was in a vehicle with suspected drugs and a loaded gun inside is expected to be formally charged today. 32-year-old Mantonia Duncan was found with a loaded gun and suspected drugs in Urbana and was arrested on Friday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. And a good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We're right between snow and rain right now. It's almost like flakes, but not. But when it hits your windshield, you kind of see a snow flurry. We've got a high of 36 with these wet conditions today, down to around 27 with the chance of a breeze tonight. Otherwise, some clouds. Clouds on tomorrow's forecast. A little cooler. High 33, low 24. 34 the high. Decrease in clouds Wednesday down to 28. Precipitation back in the forecast on Thursday with a high 34. 28 with sunshine by Friday. Right now we're at 34 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is Monday. I am Stevie J. He is Dr. Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science, University of Texas at Arlington. And Professor, you are part of the greatest generation. So is George Herbert Walker Bush, our 41st president. And you know what? In his passing, I feel some decorum, some class, some dignity that we've lost that we won't recover.
He was a man of dignity, and everybody, I think, has said that, and they're absolutely correct. It was great dignity. However, there's another side of the story. In politics, he got pretty rough and tumble. He didn't do it himself, but there were other people that were with his campaign, especially the one against Michael Dukakis, that historians are going to have to look at a lot more conscientiously. But he was a man of dignity, but that's politics. And in politics, it's a rough and tumble area, and he was in it, and he fought pretty hard at times. Historians are going to have to tell us this years to come. It's way too early, and most of the people interviewed yesterday on a lot of the media were friends, family, people like that, and they all said, very important things, and mostly they were very, very positive, and that's understandable. He was a man of dignity, his family was, but historians are going to have to wait some years, I think, to really give us the complete objective legacy of that administration and what they did in their campaigns. However, he was literally part of a political royal family. We've had political royalty in this country. We do not have the royalty that Europe used to have, but instead we've had political royalty. The Roosevelts, the Kennedys, the Bushes. The Kennedys had Hyannisport. the Bushes had Kenny Bunkport. We could all be so lucky and so fortunate. President Bush married a woman also from great privilege. Her maiden name was Pierce, a direct relate to a former president by the name of Franklin Pierce, long forgotten. But still, it was privilege all the way down the line. Nothing wrong with that. A little bit of jealousy can come out, of course, but that's who they were.
Yeah. And is it true that he was amazing at, you know, shaking a hand in Butte, Montana, and keeping it in a Rolodex and being able to call upon them for a presidential campaign?
That I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me, or many of his aides did that. It was old-fashioned politics, and it worked very well with him. By the way, he lost some campaigns as well. He ran for the United States Senate in Texas and lost against a very famed Democrat in Texas at the time by the name of Ralph Yarborough, and he lost. He lost in a Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate against another strong Democrat by the name of Lloyd Benson, who went on to become Secretary of the Treasury. He was never governor of the state. I don't think that's really what he wanted. One of my test questions for my introductory government students is, was Lyndon Johnson ever governor of Texas? And many of them think he was. Mm-mm. He was never governor of Texas. He was a United States senator. Same thing with George H.W. Bush. I don't think his ambitions were with Texas so much as it was on the national scene. But his son, of course, became governor of Texas, George W. Bush, and later on the presidency.
You know, one thing that I think is relative to today and what Donald Trump does with Twitter is after Persian Gulf and when George Herbert Walker Bush had a 93% approval rating, over the course of the next 2 years, he took hit. He got hammered. It was beneath his Oval Office to respond, is what he would always say. Donald Trump responds within 60 seconds of that kind of criticism. He allowed his approval rating to essentially go down to the 20s by the time he lost to Bill Clinton.
We have a different presidency today, and history will have to judge it. Times change. It's rough and tumble. The Kennedys were royalty as well. As everybody knows, they played a pretty rough political game. But it's taken historians many, many years to give us a full view of what the Kennedy administration was all about. Of course, that terrible tragedy of assassination off to the side. But we're going to have to do the same thing with this president as well. Historians, objective historians, are going to have to look at this administration and his presidency and his life long, long down the line.
Yeah. Well, Professor, it's always a pleasure, sir. I appreciate you. Over the weekend, we had a halt, kind of a pause in the tariffs for trade with China and the U.S. I think that was a significant story.
I do, and I think that, and I predicted to a friend of mine, I have no stocks or anything like that, no investment. By the way, the Bushes, the patriarch of the family was named Prescott Bush, and he was an investment banker on Wall Street with an investment firm at the time called Brown Brothers Harriman, a very famous, important international investment firm. But saying that, I think the stock market's going to be up today.
Yeah. I do, too. I think this news of the trade war, perhaps at least stalled, is a good thing. All right, my friend, always a pleasure, Alan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. It's always appreciated.
That's Professor Alan Sachs. He is University of Texas at Arlington political science professor. He joins us Mondays. We're going to talk to Robert Caltabiano, who's a former Secret Service agent in charge who worked with George Herbert Walker Bush. But now Congressman Rodney Davis joins us now. Congressman, firstly, everybody okay in Taylorville? My gosh, tornadoes in December?
Yeah, it was a crazy night on Sunday night. You know, my home, my family, we're all good. It didn't come near the side of town I live on, but so many of my friends and neighbors' homes and property were just destroyed. But the good news, you know, no fatalities, a few serious injuries, and our thoughts and our prayers are with those who are still recovering. But yesterday, I was out all day, and Governor Rauner ended up coming down in the afternoon, and just seeing, you know, so many of my friends and neighbors I grew up with having to recover, having nothing after that tornado went through was it's heartbreaking, Stevie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's Taylorville, as a lot of communities, close-knit. We had our Gifford most recently here a number of years ago. It is, and yet the rebuild begins immediately, and we are thankful nobody died, but, you know, what was it, 21 people injured. You say 100 buildings and damage. 34 homes destroyed. Congressman, this is December. Well, I was shocked December 1 to have tornadoes.
Well, I mean, when you get the high of 63,
yeah,
like we had that day,
yeah,
it's not coincidental. And, you know, similarly, when we have 5 inches of snow in November, we weren't
right.
used to.
That's right.
You know, those weather aberrations happen. And, you know, I'll get our haters talking about how I'm trying to deny climate change, which is not the case. But, you know, getting to the facts of what happened in Taylorville, it was just a massive tornado that swept through the heart of our community. And that is what is, you know, that's what we're recovering from.
Yeah. Okay. Anything we can do here for you there?
Well, thank you very much. No, keep donating to your local food bank because, you know, local food banks like Illinois Eastern Food Bank with Jim Hires in Champaign will help help fill the Central Illinois Food Bank when we run low with supplies because so many families are in need. They're out of a home. They don't know where to turn. Therefore, they're not thinking about where they're going to get their next meal. Keep donating to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army. They're in town to help us just like they are in every disaster.
Mm.
But I got to tell you, it's just been great to have an outpouring of support for our community. I never thought, you know, I've been to so many other communities with disasters like this. You forget that it can happen to your own. And to see so many people just sharing in their community and the volunteers that are coming to our community to help us recover. I was with 100 local laborers who run an emergency response team. They've been there since Sunday night at 10 o'clock, and I finished up with them when they finished up at about 3:30 yesterday. Just good people in Central Illinois showing why this is the greatest place in the world to live, Stevie.
Well, we'll have to chat another time about your reelection, but you survived a tsunami, making me think the only way Rodney Davis loses is if they redistrict you. Because, I mean, you survived something that I've never seen before.
Well, you know, elections are always interesting. And when you got $171 million being spent by the gubernatorial candidate on the other side, they're going to put some good plans in place. And they did. But we were blessed to be able to win. I like winning by larger margins. But, hey, Stevie, it was over, you know, exponentially higher than the first time I won. So you can call me landslide.
There you go, landslide. Listen, let us know if we can do anything in Central Illinois for the people of Taylorville. Congressman Rodney Davis, thank you. I really appreciate the update.
Thanks, Stevie. Take care, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Congressman Rodney Davis on ESPN 93.5.
They're still getting some statistics from the Weather Service. EF2, though, indicates wind speeds as high as 130 miles per hour. So, wow.
No, it was something, and let me, how do I say this? Channel 3 and Channel 17 were essentially wall-to-wall weather,
uh-huh,
and there were some of us that wanted to see football.
That's right.
But they're obviously pretty serious stuff they're covering. But the other part of that is, if you're in it, you're not watching TV, you're probably out of power.
I see.
I don't know. There were a lot of probably people calling Channel 3
right,
saying, where's Alabama and Georgia, which was a remarkable football game. I watched it on my own.
I see.
But it was like, Our number to text is 359-2255 if you'd like to text in.
When it comes to Illinois and tornadoes in December, there was a storm in 1957, December 18th and 19th, 21 tornadoes.
Wow.
Reported.
Well, it has happened
57.
Before. All right, let's jump to some morning sports headlines. ESPN 93.5.
Illinois beat by Nebraska, 75-60 was the final. Illinois volleyball team progresses. Now we'll play Marquette on Friday night. You had a chance to be there.
Yeah, I've never been to a volleyball game sitting that close, and I've never, ever seen what I saw, and I'm going to comment about the volleyball team, and we have a heck of a coach there, and at the system that he's running with this volleyball, and this Jordan Poulter and Ali Bastinelli, I mean, it was really fun. It was like sitting on the floor of a basketball game. You're kind of involved and in it. You could hear the coaches talking to the players. I was that close. So I loved our seat. I just want to sit there again.
Exactly.
That's where I want to sit. I want to sit in the Jack Nicholson seat.
Giants over the Bears in overtime. Jacksonville over the Colts. And Arizona beat Green Bay. And then Mike McCarthy lost his head coaching job.
Goodness. You can't go to Green Bay and be 2-9 and beat the Packers or the coach is going to get fired.
I guess.
This guy's been 9 playoffs and won a Super Bowl. I think he'll get rehired. hired. Somebody, these are reshuffled. It always happens. People always get these jobs. Mike McCarthy will land some. I don't know what Ron Zook's going to do. Don't know if he's involved. The new coaching staff would retain Ron Zook. Usually they kind of get their own guys. So that's the Illinois connection is Ron Zook is in Green Bay. And the Packers have Coach Philbin, who was the coach of the Miami Dolphins, taking over as an interim up in Cheesehead Land. So the Packers have a new head coach because you can't lose to Arizona at home. Oh, man. Wow.
I never did hear what the Saints did.
Saints lost, okay. Lost last Thursday.
Oh, remember? That's right.
They played Thursday
okay,
night.
Okay, gotcha.
Some remarkable football games, I thought, yesterday. We'll touch on a little more of that coming up as well.
And when it comes to the polls, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma are the top four.
I think Georgia's better than, you know, Oklahoma.
Right.
I think they're better than, probably better than Notre Dame. Georgia's really good. I mean, Georgia had a 14-point lead on Alabama. 14-point missed a field goal. Could have been up 17 in the second half, and they lost. And then their Tua, the quarterback, the lefty that came in and won the national championship last year, he got hurt. So the guy that he replaced came in and won the game. So that's how good Alabama is.
I see.
It's pretty unbelievable. Illinois basketball, guys, just, I said it, didn't I, last week? It's, we didn't have a good stretch yesterday. It just wasn't very good. So, predictably, a young team Wednesday night at the United Center. I think we play Ohio State.
Yes.
Is that the game?
That's right.
I predict it'll be one of those, wow, we look pretty good kind of things. And I don't know if we can beat Ohio State, but I think we'll play better than we did yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Just, you're not going to like the record. It's going to be one of those. And our schedule's ridiculous. I mean, this is, what? It's just stupid hard. It's just, there's no, where's the easy one? Where's the patsy? Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network. Stock futures are higher, soaring more than 400 points. Investors like the news that the U.S. and China have reached a truce over tariffs. It's a temporary ceasefire, with China pledging to buy more American goods that will probably bring higher prices for soybeans and energy like natural gas. The tiny country of Qatar says it's quitting OPEC to focus on its gas business. Qatar's announcement comes before oil exporters meet this week to try and figure out what to do about the slide in oil prices. There will be a moment of silence at the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ in memory of President George H.W. Bush, who died Friday at the age of 94. The exchanges will also be closed on Wednesday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
25. I'm Stevie J. It's Diane Ducey. You know, the Chris Thomas head volleyball coach at the University of Illinois. The women are really good. Obviously, they're like 30-3. And I'd never been that close to the action at Huff. And I was fortunate to get, I don't exactly know how I got them. But Christian figured it out.
Well, this happens a lot. You know, when the other teams aren't going to use
their tickets,
they
I don't know what happened.
Them.
We sat in the first row right behind the bench. And right in front of me were three recruits that they were trying to get.
Okay.
It was fun to get their little chatter going and listen and eavesdrop a little bit on them. Anyway, Chris Thomas, the system, and he's a high-level guy. He's a former assistant of Nebraska, I believe. But just the clockwork way they do all the substitutions, he's sitting there with his legs crossed. And he's, you know, the whole thing's been done before. The preparation.
Yeah, sure.
But it's just a high level, and it's fascinating.
It is.
No, but it's fascinating to me to watch the culture and the demeanor of women versus men. I mean, when they played in the first round, they were playing some ninja game on the sideline during a timeout. The subs were just playing some hide-and-seek ninja game. It was so loose. Everybody's laughing. You know, women, in particularly volleyball, what is the culture about volleyball where you make a bad play and everybody's laughing and high-fiving?
You got to shake it off.
But I mean, they don't.
Got to move on.
Why don't they do in basketball? Ball was stolen. Why aren't we hugging, laughing? They're hugging, laughing. Not laughing, but smiling.
Right.
It's just so up. It's a. But I think it's, you know, women need to be coached differently than men.
Oh, yeah.
There's different dynamics there, but how does Chris Thomas know how to do that? He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, impressive. Just massively impressive. Had a pretty good Louisville team. They swept Eastern Michigan. And then Saturday night at Huff, it was, as many people as you can get in there, I think, It was not quite as, maybe 100 people shy of 4,000.
Oh, wow.
But up in the corners, you were going to be right behind a steel pillar, so there's a few gaps there. You can't see behind the pillar.
Right.
And other than that, it was full. It was energy, fun, the marching line. I mean, the band, not the marching line, but the band is there. It's really fun. And if you can get tickets for the round of 16, we'll host it again. I don't get this. The NCAA no sets at all. But why in the world would the Fighting Illini play their game to go to the Elite Eight at 11 a.m. Friday?
Right. The match televised on ESPNU, maybe that was a factor?
Well, I'm sure it is. And we had nothing to do with it, but people work. Okay, so now you got to figure that out. And I know there's a lot of retirees that go to these, too. But, dang, kids got classes, too.
And then number six, Wisconsin and San Diego will face off in the second round Friday at 1:30.
And then if we win, we have to play 3 o'clock at Huff Saturday afternoon. There's a 1 o'clock Illini-UNLV home game.
Yes.
So that's not going to work very well because you got to get there if you want. You know, some of these are general admission, so you're not going to go to the Illini. Maybe go to half of the Illini and then walk down the street to Huff. I don't know.
This is the 18th NCAA regional semifinal in program history.
Really, really, really a good volleyball team, man. I mean, they hit the ball with such force. It is stunning. And again, never been that close to live volleyball that level.
General admission tickets on sale at 9 this morning.
Okay, 9 a.m. general admission. I think season ticket people get or had first dibs or
something.
That's
right. They've got priority access.
That's cool, and they should. But really, really impressed with the volleyball team. I want to put a request in the interview somebody from the program because I haven't really done that.
I can do that.
I need to, and having been there that close, it's different when you're there and you're not that close. You're hearing coaches talk, you're hearing stuff, and it's really interesting when you're that close to the action. But
okay,
boy, we're good. We are so good at volleyball. And this Jordan Poulter, she's something. Man, she's the setter.
That's why she's setter of the year for the Big Ten.
She's 6'3" or something.
I know she is.
I didn't know setters were that tall.
Usually it's the shorter person on the team.
The libero, I guess, is usually not that
tall. Right.
Otherwise, our starting five outside libero is like 6'2" to 6'4".
I know it.
I mean, talk about...
And that's why we have the wall when it comes to these blocks.
Yeah, but they hit it so hard. Louisville had a couple of ladies that really were... They pounded the ball and got it through our blocks a few times. So it was a good game. They won game two. Mm-hmm. So it was 1-1, and the Louisville fandom were getting a little fired up.
I know it.
They wouldn't even take part in the wave. What's wrong with them? Josh Whitman in attendance, of course, at both sessions.
Awesome.
Anyway, we'll see if we can if volleyball has it in their schedule, the media schedule. They're going to be probably a lot of requests this week because they are trying to get to the Final Four after this weekend. Okay, checkering news coming up. Robert Cottabiano was a former Secret Service agent in charge. He'll talk about George Herbert Walker Bush, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. It's coming next. ESPN 93.5.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Air Force One waiting to take the casket of the late former President George H.W. Bush from Texas to the nation's capital.
It will head from Ellington Field in Houston to Maryland. Once arriving at Joint Base Andrews around 3:30 Eastern Time, the former president will be taken to the U.S. Capitol building, where he'll lie in state ahead of Wednesday's big state funeral at Washington National Cathedral.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. The president's service dog keeping watch at the funeral home, the Yellow Lab, Deb.
He'll also be traveling with the family. He's family, of course, to D.C. The president wanted him to go back into service to help another military family.
And a snack time scare at a preschool in Hawaii where kids got pine salt instead of apple juice after an accident by a classroom assistant. Paramedics finding no signs of trauma or sickness. This is Fox News.
Excuse me? Pine salt instead of apple juice? They said it was an accident?
Right.
Right?
I mean, they do look alike.
They sure smell different.
I think so.
Come on, man. Let's check your news. Brought to you by Logic, a smarter way to work and play your everyday community at 1807 South Neal Street in Champaign. Child care, restaurant, fitness, and workplace. Visit Logic, L-O-D-G-I-C. org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No one was hurt after a house fire in North Champaign. The fire broke out mid-morning at 1308 North Harris Avenue. Two people were displaced in the fire. The home was a one-story fire. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to the one bedroom it started in. The News Gazette says smoke damage was heavy throughout the home. No injuries in a fire that broke out at a single-story home in southeast Urbana. A fully involved fire was coming from the home's garage when crews got there. Investigators are still investigating the cause of that fire. The News Gazette says a man, woman, and two dogs were there at the time. A change is coming to Starbucks. Starbucks has announced that starting in 2019, it'll have new filters in place that'll prevent its customers from using its in-store Wi-Fi from accessing porn and other explicit content. USA Today says the company calls itself a third place, as in a number three comfort spot after home and work. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LO. ODGIC.org.
Well, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, I mean, people around my house have been not feeling well, and we have the flu bug out and present. I told you the Checkmate system from CMI, the electrostatic sprayer, it'll keep everything like clean, fully charged droplets hit the surface. They create an even spread. You're trying to get rid of that flu bug. Stay ahead of it. Call CMI today. Find out more about the world's number one electrostatic cleaning tool, 359-6262, CMIClean.com. Betsy and Brad Parks, here's your weather.
Well, precipitation this morning. It could be rain. It could be snow. And Ryan texted in, it's definitely snow in Fisher. And look, it seems like we're getting more of a dusting on the bushes and things like that. We've got a 40% chance of precipitation before noon. Then a chance of flurries tonight. Otherwise, some clouds. High 36 today, 26 our low tonight. Up to 33 tomorrow with the clouds, down to 24. 34 the high on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Precipitation back in the forecast Thursday, high 34. 28 with sunshine Friday. Right now, 34, wind chill at 25, ESPN 93.
Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. I told you about the fight my garage door had with the back of my CRV, and my CRV lost. And Ben Quattrone was amazing with his service, all the attention I received, and I don't know, he doesn't know I'm going to say this, but I was visiting with him on Friday when I picked up the Honda.
Already?
It was pretty quick work. They have Champaign Automotive Center, part of a subsidiary of Honda BMW, and they went all makes and models, but they're certified, make it exactly what Honda and BMW specs demand. Well, anyway, that's where we had it done. They did a wonderful job. But then in a conversation, he's talking about another, because I'll say, you know, it's not just me. It's, you know, they treat everybody because they're a Honda president as a
warrior. Sure.
Well, half of that is like, yeah, Ryan, I'm Stevie J. Well, he's telling me a story and says, I know you think you're special, but we kind of do that for everybody. Really? That's impressive. It's actually true.
Exactly.
Really? Wait, no, that's why they won the Honda
right.
President's Award, because they're that good with customers.
It's personal.
We have to go in and click all the little stars. That's how they get drivechampaign.com.
Okay,
you want to get started. But drop by and see Ben and talk to all of his team members, Ken on the BMW side, Craig over in Honda, Dale on the pre-owned. great people in service like Jeff.
My friend Todd lives around the block in Tolono. He's, you know, a service guy there and talks about the certifications you have to take and all the classes.
Ongoing. Mm-hmm. DriveChampagne.com off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Okay, so we talked a little volleyball, talked a little basketball. We play again Wednesday night up at the United Center against Ohio State, who's ranked 16. So that's not going to be easy.
That's a 6 o'clock tip.
Yeah, and we've had, I think, a particularly really, really hard, I can't imagine anyone in the country having as tough of a, you know, game in, game out tough schedules we've had, particularly when to Maui, three quality opponents and having to play at Notre Dame and then at Nebraska and then up Chicago with a ranked Ohio State team, and then UNLV will not be any good on, you know, that's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
If we're to win at home, we'll have to play pretty well. So we have what we have. We are what we are in basketball. It's just going to, I think, a little up and down, and do the best you can and try and continue to build is all I got. They had the football banquet yesterday.
Oh.
That was at the Idaho Allen Conference Center.
You've been involved in that in years past. But,
yep. No, Martin O'Donnell was the MC with Brian Barnhart on the road.
All right.
Martin does a great job. And so that was yesterday as they concluded their 4-8 season and are heavy into, obviously, recruiting.
Sure.
And trying to sign, I think, at least 10, 11, 12 kids over the course of the next few weeks. So they're out on the road. You won't find, I wouldn't think, any Illinois football coaches home right now. They're busy trying to improve the program. Okay, and again, the Chicago Bears, we mentioned the score, but the game itself was unbelievable. The Giants are 3-8. The Bears are 8-3. Bears are thinking we better win out in the Meadowlands, but Giants got a field goal before halftime, cutting the lead. The Bears were at 14-7. That was 14-10, and then just the whole momentum shifted. And, you know, the Giants ended up winning the game, but the Giants were up 10 with about 2 minutes left, and the Bears figured out how to tie it, including an onside kick. And then they go to overtime, and they couldn't get her done. Chase Daniels, again, the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, out again. They got to have him back. And now the big Sunday night, big feature game this coming Sunday night, the Bears in Chicago, Soldier Field against the L.A. Rams, the best record in football, the Rams. So, that's the Bear story. 7:38, Robert Caltabiano, former Special Secret Service agent in charge. Sir, how are you?
All right, Stevie, good morning.
George Herbert Walker Bush, your thoughts.
Graced with gratitude, the Jimmy Stewart of the presidency. If everybody remembers, it's a wonderful life. And that's how I would sum it up. It was a wonderful life.
Your connection to him was?
I spent several years with him after the presidency and then obviously on and off when he traveled when he was president.
Always good to you?
Absolutely. Just a gem of a person, kind, always told jokes. Some were good, Stevie, and sometimes some weren't. but he was able to laugh at those. And I think instinctively sometimes he would just tell us some bad jokes, just to have a laugh at himself telling those jokes. And he just was an all-around, typical American guy. He just was very grateful for the upbringing that he had and showed it in so many different ways. You know, you never heard him say a nasty word about anybody at any time. And believe me, I was around him a lot.
Any way to describe his love for Barbara and his family?
I wish that in my many years and continue in with my beautiful wife that I have a marriage as close as they could. If we all emulated marriage like them, there'd be no divorce in this country, and it would just be wonderful. They just loved each other immensely. She looked at him with those eyes wide open, and he looked for her, you know, and you would see when you're walking, he'd reach out for her hand, and they just hold hands, and she'd pat him on the back, or many times he's running into the car, and she's waiting for him, and his hair is not fixed right, and she'd be back there in the back seat if I was driving, and she's patting him down, and those are the things that if we all just could take a little bit from them, we'd be in a place that, you know, you just never would think about.
73 years married. No president has ever been married that long.
Wow.
to their wife. It's as a president and a family, it's a remarkable story. But the fact that, you know, he came from privilege, his father was a senator, and yet here comes George Herbert Walker Bush volunteering for World War II as an 18-year-old and fought 46 missions, including getting shot out of the sky and rescued out of the ocean. So it is a remarkable, remarkable life, and boy, did he have a lot of credentials when he took over the presidency. Man, he had the head of the CIA. He just had so many things on the resume.
And, you know, he never, you know, bragged about it. I mean, it's just true that his resume, you know, you think about this history, the last time that we had a vice president before him elected to the office of president was John Adams. And the same way is that the last time before them that we had a president and then their son become president was John and Quincy Adams.
Yeah.
So that connection there. But, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. This was probably 20-plus years ago. We were traveling late back into Houston. This is after the presidency. And one of my fellow agents had to turn around the next day and come back to work the day shift very early. And so instead of going home, he lived about 45 minutes away. He had extra clothes, and he decided to sleep on the floor in our office at the president's house. And Stevie, the president, a few days later, heard about this. And not saying anything, not telling anybody, he had one of his aides go and buy two fold-up cots, rollaway beds, and had them delivered and put into our office. And he came in and basically said, nobody should ever sleep on the floor. We should not let this happen again.
Wow.
And he didn't have to do that. The Bushes didn't have to do that. But that's who they were, you know, just kind and gentle people, but with a purpose.
Will you be able to go to the funeral?
I'm looking into it right now. We're trying to see as the four agents to see what the plans are, whether in Houston or in College Station. It's just going to be very poignant because I remember walking with him to the grave site as they were building it many years ago when nobody obviously was there, and him turning to me and saying, Bobby, isn't this wonderful? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, I turned around and said, you know, I was a young man back then and not understanding mortality like I do now. I turned and said, not on my watch, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a chuckle out of it. But, you know, knowing that's his final resting place. So I most likely will be there to pay my respects.
Robert, thank you, sir, for what you've done and how much you've served us. We thank you, and always, always a pleasure to chat with you.
Same here. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Robert Caltabiano, former Secret Service agent in charge, worked with George Herbert Walker Bush, and obviously some wonderful stories. ESPN 93.5. December the 3rd at 7:46.
I was just reading some of the notes from the Illinois Football Banquet to congratulate their seniors and say you're always welcome back. And at the iHotel seemed like the perfect venue for this. And as you said, Martin O'Donnell reflecting on his time as an Illini player and also patting on the back with some of the awards that took place. But no bowl after the banquet since 2014. The consensus, that's too long. So it looks like they're kind of getting fired up and, you know, ready to take on the 2019 season.
Yep.
So that happened.
All right.
And, of course, Nebraska beat Illinois in basketball 75-60. Also in Big Ten basketball, Ohio State over Minnesota 79-59. Next up for the Illini is Ohio State, and that's at the United Center at 6 o'clock. Is that Wednesday?
I thought it was Wednesday, but I'm going to check that again.
Calendar over yet.
I think it's December, all right.
I'm just not ready for this
one. Well, December was Saturday, so that was a weekend.
Exactly. All right, and then I know we have UNLV Saturday at 1, and that makes a difference because, you know, we've got Illinois volleyball in action, and if they have won the game at 11 o'clock on Friday against Marquette, why are we doing that?
Nothing to do with us. It's all NCAA-driven, but
right.
I do not understand why you schedule an 11 a.m. game.
And then the winners move on to Saturday at 3.
11 a.m. for a spot in the Elite Eight.
Right.
Didn't like it.
I don't like it either, but that's what we've got.
Yep.
And congratulations to our volleyball team,
question.
Sweet 16. I think they've done this for 18 years. So New York Giants over the Bears was stunning. That field goal in overtime,
stopping Chicago's five-game winning streak. 30-27 was the final. A slow one, Jacksonville over the Colts 6-0.
What was that?
I don't know.
What was that? Are you kidding me?
And then Arizona.
We paid all this
Green
money,
Bay.
Honey, to come to a 6-0
right,
NFL
let's
game.
Go get nachos
what?
Again.
Man.
20-17, Arizona over Green Bay, and that led to the firing of Mike McCartney.
McCartney said he was blindsided
by this.
Yeah, so. They called him in afterward. I think people thought he was going to lose his job after the year, but you lose to a 2-9 Arizona Cardinals team up in Green Bay is not going to work, particularly how much they obviously thought about it before. So they just said, you know what, this let's do this. Because they were exasperated. The Packer fans are exasperated that you got one of the best ever at quarterback, and it just isn't working out. They're 4-7-1.
Right.
For Aaron Rodgers.
I know. Let's just leave it at that, I guess.
He'll get another job. Mike McCarthy, I think it's McCarthy, isn't it?
McCarthy, yeah.
Mike McCarthy will probably land somewhere.
So, and Joe Philbin named the interim head coach now, the offensive lineman coach. So, John Rahm, 7-under-65 at the Hero Challenge, World Challenge. No excitement there.
No.
Okay.
After I saw Tiger get a 6, I just quit watching. So.
Calgary over the Blackhawks, 3-2. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt was a super, super running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been let go and on some sort of NFL suspension because a video came out of he getting in an altercation with his girlfriend or wife. It's a man on woman, I know that. And it was push, and then kick on ground. So, and that's on video. And he lied about it when questioned about it. This happened, I think, last February. But the NFL is saying there is not going to be domestic violence tolerated.
Well, they're just coming off of this issue with linebacker Reuben Foster.
Yeah, who got picked up but is not eligible to play for whoever picked him up, but had a domestic as well. And again, you're talking about
Washington Redskins got him from the Eagles. Now the Eagles are eyeing Kareem Hunt.
Well, you can eye all you want. You know, is it acceptable for an NFL team to have somebody on their team that is in a domestic violence issue and on video kicking the woman on the ground? Should they ever get to play again? Do we allow second chances? Was it Ray Rice for the Baltimore Ravens who beat the crap out of his girlfriend in an elevator that was on video?
That's right.
And he's not played since. So it's just too toxic. And, oh, by the way, there are a lot of good running backs waiting for their turn. But what a shame that you have an opportunity to do all this, to make all this money, to use your special skills on a playing field and get to be in the NFL, and you got so many things personally that you can't avoid striking a woman.
Hunt faces a 6-game suspension for the violation of personal conduct policy.
Just wonder how widespread it is. Is it more widespread in a violent sport like that? I mean, a lot of the people that are in the NFL didn't have the best upbringing. You know, got coddled as of college, but then, you know, their culture is their culture. Doesn't matter what ethnicity. It just, if you were a white kid and you saw your dad beat your mom, chances are better you're going to have in your life with drinking and drugs and all these other things that tend to perpetuate these bad situations. So the NFL is taking a pretty hard stand. I think they obviously should, but it's such a shame to know that you're that good at something and you can't get your personal life fixed. There you go, ESPN 93.5 forecast from the National Weather Service.
40% chance of snow showers before noon, and then from noon to 2, a chance for some flurries, otherwise some clouds and a high near 36. Northwesterly winds as high as 15 miles per hour, but not too bad. Down to 27 with a chance of flurries tonight. We've got a high 33 with clouds tomorrow, down to around 24. Decrease in the clouds Wednesday with a high 34, low 28. Currently 33, ESPN 93.5.
You know, you're going to explore issues that matter most to you, your family, and your financial future with Busey's magazine, The Pillar. The fall issue is available now. And all kinds of valuable, fun things in there. Shop safe, stay jolly, tips for holiday shopping. There's features on three booming family businesses locally. And if you have a dream, drive, and dedication to entrepreneurship, but is the endeavor right for you? And then Pillars for Progress, helping shape Busey. Discover how your feedback is behind the organization's vision. They really like hearing from you via surveys. Busey's magazine, The Pillar, a great resource for you and for everyone in all of life stages, from financial insights to investment trends. The Pillar covers topics that matter most to you. To read The Pillar or to request a copy, visit the publications page in the Resource Center at UC.com. Stop by any of their convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Okay, going to check the news coming up. We have Dion Thomas after 9 on the Jeremy Warner Show. Stand by for Dion live in the studio from 9 to 10. And then live in the studio from 10 to 11, it's Jay Layman. What's he think about Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State whipping on Northwestern but not good enough to leapfrog Oklahoma?
That's right.
I don't think Ohio State's a Final Four team. Sorry. I'd love to see Georgia play Ohio State. I'm not a big Ohio State guy. So Georgia, I think, would pound Ohio State.
Ohio State? What?
Yeah, whatever.
I think that's common.
Yeah.
Illini Nation versus the Buckeyes.
Yeah. So anyway, the four have been set. It'll be Alabama taking on Oklahoma, and then it'll be Clemson taking on Notre Dame.
That's right.
So Notre Dame's new. There have been 20 spots in these Final Fours taken by 12 of them are by, like, four teams.
Yeah.
But it's like
keep rearranging.
Well, I mean, Alabama's fifth year in a row. What fun is that? What is it like to be an Alabama fan? What is that like when you freak out because for the first time on Saturday, in the fourth quarter, for the first time, you're trailing? After 12 football games, you've never been behind in the – what is that like? I would think it'd be almost reverse stress, like, oh, what's happened to my team? We're losing in the fourth quarter. You're 12-0. You won last year's national title. Yeah.
Nobody was leaving the stadium, though, were they?
No, but they're not used to stress. How dare that Nick Saban or whatever his name. Honey, can you believe we were losing? News is coming up. ESPN 93.5.
No.